Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Interpretation of Financial Statements by Benjamin Graham is a compact guide to reading the core reports that companies publish and to translating accounting numbers into investor meaning. Written by the father of value investing, the book focuses on the practical habits that help readers judge financial strength, earning power, and potential risks without needing to be professional accountants. Graham explains how the balance sheet, income statement, and related disclosures connect to each other, and how to scan them for signs of stability or strain. The emphasis is on disciplined analysis and skepticism, encouraging readers to compare companies over time and against peers, rather than trusting a single metric. Although accounting standards and business models have evolved since Graham wrote, the book remains influential because it teaches a method, identify what is knowable from the statements, recognize what is uncertain, and insist on a margin of safety when the numbers do not justify confidence. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, balance sheet basics, what a company owns, owes, and is worth. A major theme is learning to read the balance sheet as a snapshot of financial position, not as a guarantee of true equity. Graham guides readers to separate resources that are liquid and dependable from assets that may be hard to convert into cash or may be overstated. He emphasizes working capital thinking, where current assets and current liabilities help indicate near-term resilience. The reader is pushed to ask whether receivables look collectible, whether inventories seem appropriate for the business, and whether cash and marketable securities provide genuine flexibility. On the other side of the equation, Graham highlights the importance of understanding debt, maturities, and other obligations that can pressure the business even when earnings look fine. He also introduces the idea that book value can be informative but imperfect, because asset values may reflect accounting conventions rather than realizable amounts. The practical payoff is a structured approach for judging whether a company is conservatively financed, whether it can withstand downturns, and whether the balance sheet supports the story implied by earnings and market price. Secondly, income statement interpretation, earnings quality and sustainable profits. Graham treats the income statement as a record of operating performance that must be questioned and normalized before it is trusted. Readers learn to distinguish between recurring earning power and results that may be inflated by unusual events, accounting choices, or temporary business conditions. He encourages looking beyond a single year and instead examining trends, margins, and the relationship between sales growth and profitability. The goal is not to memorize formulas, but to build an instinct for what looks stable versus what looks fragile. Graham also draws attention to costs, depreciation, and other charges that can materially change the picture depending on how they are recognized, reminding readers that reported profits can differ from economic reality. Another key takeaway is that high earnings do not automatically mean a strong company if those earnings require heavy reinvestment, rising leverage, or aggressive assumptions. By focusing on consistency and conservatism, the reader is better equipped to estimate a reasonable earning power figure, compare companies on a like-for-like basis, and avoid overpaying for businesses whose profits may be less durable than they appear. Thirdly, financial ratios as a language, liquidity, leverage, and efficiency signals. The book frames financial ratios as a practical language for compressing complex statements into comparable indicators. Graham shows how ratios can reveal the interplay between liquidity, solvency, and profitability, while also warning that ratios should not be used mechanically. Liquidity measures highlight whether a company can meet obligations without distressed sales of assets. Leverage measures show how much of the business is financed by creditors and how vulnerable it may be when conditions tighten. Efficiency and turnover style measures help connect the income statement to the balance sheet, showing how effectively assets are used to generate revenue. Graham encourages readers to interpret ratios in context. The same ratio can be healthy for one industry and dangerous for another. He also stresses the value of examining a series of years so that the investor can see improvement, deterioration, or cyclical patterns. The key benefit is building a dashboard that points to areas needing deeper investigation, such as rising inventories, shrinking coverage of fixed charges, or a shift toward heavier borrowing. Used well, ratios become an early warning system and a basis for disciplined comparison. Fourthly, what footnotes and classifications can hide? Accounting judgment and investor caution? Graham repeatedly underscores that interpretation requires attention to what is not obvious in headline numbers. Even in a short guide, the reader is prompted to consider that accounting involves classification choices and estimates that can change the meaning of a figure. Items may be grouped in ways that obscure risk, timing, or uncertainty, and the investor must learn to look for clues about asset quality, contingent obligations, and the nature of expenses. Graham promotes a conservative mindset when disclosures are unclear or when assets depend heavily on assumptions. the prudent response is to demand a larger margin of safety or to pass. He also highlights that reported results can be influenced by one-time gains and losses, restructuring charges, or other non-operating factors that should not be treated as normal earning power. The broader lesson is that financial statements are a starting point for analysis rather than a finished verdict. By cultivating skepticism and a habit of cross-checking, readers are less likely to be misled by presentation and more likely to focus on the durable economics that ultimately support dividends, reinvestment, and long-term shareholder value. Lastly, from statements to valuation mindset, conservatism, and margin of safety, while the book is centered on understanding statements, its deeper purpose is to link accounting interpretation to sound investment judgment. Graham trains the reader to move from raw numbers to a reasoned view of financial strength and probable earning power, and then to compare that view with the market price. This is where his value investing philosophy emerges. The investor should rely on what is demonstrable, avoid stretching assumptions, and require a buffer between price and estimated value. He encourages using multiple angles rather than a single indicator, such as weighing asset backing alongside earnings capacity, and considering how leverage affects both upside and downside. The reader is also guided to think in terms of resilience across business cycles, not just performance in favorable conditions. The practical outcome is a framework that helps investors avoid paying for optimism embedded in accounting or narrative, and instead base decisions on conservatively interpreted facts. Even for modern markets, this mindset remains useful because it reduces dependence on forecasts and helps investors recognize when financial statements support confidence and when they warrant caution. In conclusion, this book is best suited for individual investors, business students, entrepreneurs, and professionals who need to understand company financials quickly and reliably. It is especially useful for readers who feel overwhelmed by accounting terminology and want a practical, investor-oriented way to interpret the balance sheet and income statement. The main benefit to the reader's life is improved decision-making. You become better able to judge whether a business is financially sound, whether profits look sustainable, and whether risk is quietly building through leverage or weak liquidity building through leverage or weak liquidity. These skills translate into smarter investing, more confident conversations about money, and a stronger ability to avoid costly mistakes driven by headlines or hype. Compared with many modern finance books that emphasize complex models or fast-moving market narratives, Graham's approach stands out for its simplicity, discipline, and focus on fundamentals. The book delivers a durable checklist-style way of thinking that you can apply across industries and market cycles. If you want a short, foundational guide that trains you to extract meaning from financial statements and to adopt a conservative, evidence-based investing posture, it is worth buying and revisiting. If you would like to support Benjamin Graham, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.